Well, we are here live and direct from Keep It Real Jam, and we're here with a special, very special brother from Pacific Islands.
Yeah.
Right, Pacific Islander, but living in.
I'm in the Bay Area right now, but representing Compton, California, born and raised. Via Hawaii, via Samoa, via South Pacific, everything.
Okay. Nice. Okay, it's J-Book. We love your music.
Thank you, man. Thank you,
man,
so much.
No, seriously, we really appreciate that we have people from all over the world performing reggae and giving a positive message to our listeners.
Definitely.
And now, how did it all begin? Like, how did it start with the music? I mean, what was your foundation? I mean, like, how did you catch the vibe? Let's say that.
I don't know. I guess as a kid, you know what I mean? I mean, like I said, we're from the islands as well. And I guess it was just easy for us to latch on to reggae because it was coming from a different island, but we still felt the vibe, you know?
Uh-huh.
And
Okay.
And us.
Hold this. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, man.
And well, you know what? Reggae's always been there with us, and you know, we played a whole lot of Bob Marley. That's pretty much what introduced us to reggae. And then growing up, ventured out to listen to different artists: Dennis Brown, Gregory Isaacs, Oswald, Third World, UB40, freaking everyone. You know what I mean? And I think at the time we were growing up, it was a tough time for all of us. And I was the youngest out of 7 brothers and 1 sister, and my parents. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It was pretty tough growing up, and we didn't really have too much. And I think reggae had a message for us that, you know what I mean, it felt like we can overcome this, you know what I mean, and we were just good where we're at. We didn't need all of that other stuff, you know what I mean. It made me feel good, and that's what I latched onto, and never really looked away from that. And that's been my favorite genre ever since. Like the music has grown throughout the years, but the message still stays the same, you know what I mean. And if it can bring people like me to love and do music for it, I mean, why not keep doing it and see who else we could bring up in the scene as well, you know what I mean? See who else we could help out, you know, and that's kind of how I take it, I guess. I don't know.
Nice. Really good. I think, how did you feel the vibes here at Keep It Real Jam? I mean, like, is it the first time playing here?
Yeah, this is our first time playing here. I think this is our first time here in this side of Germany. And I gotta tell you, the vibes, this show was the craziest we've been to, man. And you know, putting the DJ set together with my brother Kako, he's the mastermind behind everything.
Okay.
And we kind of just went off and kind of introduced the people to what we listen to as well. You know what I mean? Because we listen to a whole lot of genres and
mm-hmm.
and you know, the people were real
responsive. Man.
They respected it. They loved the vibes, and we were pretty much just feeding off of each other. And to have a show like that, like, there's no limit. It was a great time with the people. We had a great time on stage, and except the freaking sound guy. But you know, we had a good time, and that's what it's all about, man.
Nice. So you touch a lot of different genres. For instance, you're singing a Rick James song, I mean, Mary Jane, know, man, for all Marijuana Smokers, man, like,
yeah,
really nice. And you really, hey, really, your voice, really, really nice,
no,
you know, to sing a Rick James song like this, you know, really, you touched me, you know,
thank
like,
you,
touching, man.
Thank
seriously.
No, so we don't touch,
no,
people.
Man, yeah.
We don't touch, man.
No, seriously, touching music, you know,
yeah,
because
yeah,
that's why people sing your songs all over the place, man.
Thank you, man, thank you. Man.
So what do you have in plan for the future? Like, future projects? Is there anything in plan?
Definitely, we have an album coming out soon. We have a couple more songs to mix and master, and the album is gonna be called Wash House Thing. The reason why we name it that, we're gonna dedicate it to
again, what was the title?
Wash House Thing.
Okay.
Wash House is from the label, and it's a give back to my label and a give back to one of the partners that passed away a while ago. And it's pretty much a dedication to everybody who had hands in helping us out to be where we are today. So
mm-hmm.
we're just giving back, you know what I mean? And yeah, it's going to be a great album for everyone to listen to. We have a whole lot of features on it. It's been a long time working, and we've got a lot of productions from Europe. We've got some from Jamaica. We got some from In-House, from Wash House as well.
Nice.
And from Hot Rain. Like, it's going to be pretty crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.